Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sistana. Welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank all of you out there for listening today. To check out the blog, please go to www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Once again, www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. To check out the radio show, if you're on the blog site, there's a badge link in which you can click to listen to the radio show right there from the blog. Or you can go to the radio page. Of course, to go direct, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, which is a show hosted right here on BTR by my good friend Cassandra Calloway. Great show, great guests, other great shows as a part of her network. You can check that out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Contact me. Two ways in which to do so. One, by email at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. Once again, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. And you can call me on Skype. Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Once again, Skype name Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Also have Facebook and Twitter pages for you to check out. You can do that by going to facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. Once again, facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. And you can check out my live stream channel. You can do that by going to www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Today's topic, what are you waiting for? Today's topic, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And that can apply to so many different areas of your life. We all have big goals, big plans, big dreams. But there's always something that we say, you know, I'll do it this time, I'll do it at this time, I'll do it at this time. You know, it's always a bad time. It's always an excuse as to why we can't do this, why we can't do this. But I pose the question to you today. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You waiting for your kids to grow up? You waiting for you start making such and such amount of money? When you get a certain age, you know, sometimes we get so trapped because of simply making excuses. Just simply making excuses. You know, we really got to think, okay, what's really the problem? Sometimes you got to dig deep down within yourself and really think about, okay, what's really here? Am I really holding back because of, is it because of fear, or is it because of just being lazy, or, you know, am I not having enough confidence in myself, or what is that really, that real underlying reason to why we won't take the steps forward that we need to? You really got to take that time to ask yourself that question. Because as I've said on the show many times, God wants you to have that abundant life. He wants you to be the best that you can be. But sometimes it's us that's holding us back. It'd be us. We really can't blame. See, sometimes we blame people. We blame other people as to why we can't do this and do that. But it's all about really being able to take that hard look at yourself and really find the underlying reasons as to why you're not taking the steps that you know you need to take. If you have any comments that you'd like to make about this topic, please feel free to call in. Call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Or if you would like to come into the chat room and make your comments, you can do that. Just come to the show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision, and click on today's show and come into the chat room and make your comments. But when you think about it, all of the excuses, all of the things that we're constantly going over in our head, sometimes you need to just take a step back, because you sometimes need to take a look back, because we forget about the stuff that we've done already, the stuff that we've already accomplished in our lives, and know that, hey, we were able to apply it in that area, then I can apply it to this area. That same tenacity that I had to tackle that situation, I can use in this situation. Because sometimes we forget about our blessings, and we have to go back and and think about what God has already done for us. I know that's one good reason why they say keep a journal. I admit I'm really bad with keeping journals. I admit I'm not one for really writing all that much. But I know that's one good reason why they say keep a journal and just jot down what, you know, the things that's happened in your life. Or just think about that time where God blessed you in this situation, or maybe got you out of a situation. The steps that you had to you just had to take that real hard look in the mirror at yourself. And take the steps necessary. You had to take action in that particular situation to either get yourself out of something, or to start something, or whatever have you. Just think about the courage and the will and the determination that it took for you in a past situation to get. Well, it's no different from whatever you're dealing with now or struggling with now or trying to prepare for now. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting? Because sometimes we spend our life away waiting for, of course, all the green lights. See, we try to wait for all those green lights. Well, you're gonna have to cross a couple of red lights in that situation. We can't wait for all the lights to be green. Now, there's gonna be a couple of red ones, or maybe if you're lucky, some yellow lights. You're gonna have to be willing to go on a yellow light or straight red light. When somebody else or something else is, some other force is saying no, then you got to be willing to say yes, because it's time. The time is now. I don't have no other time but now. See, time can be a big problem. Say, I'm going to wait for the right time. When is the right time, pray tell? When is it? I can tell you about the wrong time when you're dead. The wrong time is when you're dead, which we don't know when that's coming. We don't know how much longer we have on this earth. The time that you have is not now. This is the time that I have now. I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised the next 5 seconds. I have now. So what can I do now in this season? What is God calling me to do in this season? And I want to, like one of my favorite books, and I said it on the show before, my favorite finance book, well, next to the Bible, I always say next to the Bible, because that's the best finance book, tell you everything you want to know about money. But next to the Bible, my favorite finance book is, stated on the show before, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki. He's written over the years some just great books about finance. And what I like about his book, he doesn't try to give you this this formula to follow, this surefire formula for you to, I like, he just simply talks about concepts, different concepts that some of them I really can take to heart. And one of them, I told a friend this morning, one of them that definitely one of my favorites that he says is, quote, the most valuable asset that you have is your time, end quote. Once again, the most valuable asset that you have is your time. And as you think about that, you know, where are you? Where are you working at right now? What are the things that you're attending to right now? What exactly is taking up the majority of your time? Because I can think back when I had my 9-to-5 job, and that took up a lot of my time. I've worked there Monday through Friday, worked there for 8 hours. And definitely with me being in the entertainment field, I mean, sitting at a job 5 days a week for 8 hours, I mean, I couldn't do nothing else. Like, I had my interest in acting, you know, I didn't have time to go out on auditions and get jobs and do things. I didn't have time because I was stuck at the 9-to-5. That 9-to-5 ate up a lot of my time. And I had to decide right then and there, am I going to let this job eat up a lot more of my time, or am I going to make the decision to just step out on faith and do what I had to do? You know, was I going to go ahead and take that step of faith? I had a decision to make because it's so easy to get comfortable, especially when you're at the 9-to-5. You know, you think about, well, it's something, and I'm at least making something, and, you know, they pay the bills. But you really got to come to a point where you can get beyond that. You know, besides the money, besides this, besides that, is this what God is calling you to do, though? Is that what God is calling you to do, though? I mean, you can work anywhere to make money to pay bills, but is this what God is calling you to do? You know, it gets to a point where we got to be willing to trust God enough in our situation that he's going to sustain and take care of us. You know? It's just one of those things. And I had to make the decision for myself that, you know, life's short. And like I said, I have nothing but the time right now. I'm not promised tomorrow. So it's so easy to start making excuses, talking about, I'm going to do this when, I'm going to do this date, I'm going to do this. Well, you don't know what you're going to be really doing because you're not promised tomorrow. You have what's before you right now, this present day, this present time. And that's just simply the decision I made back in April of 99. And, you know, and it was scary, you know, leaving, you know, because it's so hard when when you're taking that step of faith and you don't know what really the next step is going to be or what the next move is going to be. It's just one of those things that's, I don't know if you, I believe that was the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Harrison Ford's character, he came up to a part where it was this big cliff that he was at. It was this big cliff, and it was just nothing but space in between the cliff that he's on and another. And I forgot how it all kind of worked out. It was one of those things where he had to take that step of faith, and he stuck his foot out there, and then all of a sudden this bridge came up just out of nowhere because there was nothing but space there. But when he took his foot out and made that step, all of a sudden a bridge popped up. Because he went on ahead. I mean, he could have, for all he knew, he was going to step out there and fall off the cliff. But once he took that step of faith and stuck his foot out there, that bridge came up. See, that's what we got to be, even if we don't see it. Even if we don't see what's going to happen next. We got to be willing to take that step of faith, regardless of what we're going to see or what we don't see. Most importantly, what we don't see. I have a caller from the 424 area code. Do you have a question or a comment?
Get out my head. I'm sick of talking to you and praying with you in the morning, and then you want to be in my head all day. So just get out of my head. That's all I got to say. I took the step, okay? Just let you know now, I took the step, okay? All I got to do is take one more step tomorrow, and the new step will be in place on Monday. Are you happy? Because I stepped out on faith. I stepped. Stepped. It ain't no looking back. None. Talk about fear for 7 years, like, oh, am I going to just know it? Is the bridge going to come? I'm not sure if the bridge is going to come, but I've stepped. Right now, I'm on a hovercraft. You know, Back to the Future hovercraft. I took the step, so I'm on a hovercraft right now, and I'm going to land tomorrow. But I took the step, okay?
And that's what it's all about. Taking that first step. Taking mm-hmm. that first step.
And to think about it, when you take your first step when you're a kid, you don't even think about it. It's unconscious.
Right.
Remember when you're pulling up on the crib? You didn't know you'd pull up. You didn't know your legs were going to hold on. You were doing the wobble. Well, I'm at that little kid stage right now. I'm the wobble. I'm in between pulling up on the chair and holding on with dear life and just letting go. And when I fall back and the diaper catches me for a soft landing, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely nothing is going to happen if you don't take that first step. And I'm glad you brought out, like you said, as a kid, because, I mean, that's the way we got to be. We got to be like, look, and the Bible talks about that. We're to be like little children. Because, see, children don't think twice about, you know, when you ask them what they want to be in life, what they want to do, they're immediately like, oh, I want to be this, and I want to be that. And they're not afraid. Children are not afraid to take risks. It's just when, of course, when you grow up and people get in your head and then and put doubts in you, you know, that's the problem. When we get adults and so much stuff has happened to us and we get fearful and
mm-hmm. And you got people telling you, oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you. You secure in what you're doing here. I just stay where I'm at. Is anything wrong? What about, I have family members that won't leave Manhattan, haven't seen the world. You haven't even seen Queens, which is 5 minutes away. You got to be open. You can't be afraid. You can't. What was I scared of? What was I scared of? If the bills don't get paid, the bills don't get paid. Okay? They throw me out, but I got to try.
There you go. And there you go. You see, you don't try, nothing is going to happen. See, that's what I came to the realization of back in April of 99. If I don't do nothing, you know, nothing leaves. What did Billy Preston say in the singer box? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And that's the bottom line. You don't do nothing. That's when you're gonna get nothing if you don't take the steps. You're guaranteed to not. But what if you do take that first step? That's all I'm saying. What if though? See, you gave me enough about what's gonna happen, what could happen, but you know all the bad things that could happen. But what about? What can happen? What good can happen? We talk about enough about the bad things, but what about the good?
Well, you know, we don't think about that.
Right.
We don't think about that. You know, and that's the thing about it is everybody wants to assume. But here's the thing: it's no assumptions. It's my thing is the thing you the three words that I heard you say to me this morning was, "It's about time." Okay? It's about time. Sometimes you gotta hear it from somebody else. Even though you know what you know. Sometimes it takes somebody else to tell you. You know, it's time to stop running. You know, you got some people like me running from themselves. How can you run from yourself?
Well, you can't. You're always there.
Scary, man.
You're always there.
How come every time I look in the mirror, I see myself? It ain't going to change.
Right. So true. And we can't run from ourselves. We got to be willing to, you know, are you willing to be like Harrison Ford and take that footed step and know that that bridge is going to be there. You just got to get to that point where you're willing to take the step. I know you don't see nothing but a big old space between one cliff to the other. But even if you don't see that's what can get people caught up because of what they see. But you got to be willing to, in a sense, see beyond what you can see.
But what about this?
Sight and then there's vision.
Right, and that's it. But okay, what when you have so much vision? When your vision is so much bigger than everybody else's, and they can't see your vision, but you see it, how do you continue? When you got everybody else saying, "Oh no, you know what? I don't see that. I see you doing this. But I see this. I see that."
That's why you got to see it enough for yourself, despite what they think. You go on despite what they think. You have got to see your vision first. You have got to see your vision first before anybody else is really going to see it. Or even if they don't, oh, well, just I only need eventually a few people to see it, but I got to be the number one person. I got to be the number one cheerleader, the number one candidate. I got to be the number one person who sees it. Or else it's not going to happen. I mean, it's great to have people in your corner, and God would place those people in your corner. But I swear to God, if they don't see it, whether it's family members, friends, co-workers, whatever, if they don't see it, you better be the number one person that sees it. And move and go on and make your decisions and your actions anyway.
Without a doubt.
Nobody is going to see it more than you because it's your vision. Nobody's going to see it more than you or even
so how about
as much
this?
As you.
All right, I'm going to throw this one at you. I'm going to throw this one at you, Rich Sister. Okay, what if the vision is so bright every time you open your eyes it hurts? What'd you do with that one?
But that song, "The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shade." Put on your shade. Put on your shades and keep walking.
I can wear my sunglasses at night.
Well, you just come up with all kind of 80s songs, ain't you?
Why gotta be 80s? Why just can't it be quit thinking? I wasn't even thinking about a song. I was just trying to wear my sunglasses at night. See, because the vision is so bright.
Yeah.
I love when I can make you crack up.
To all y'all out there, what are you waiting for?
Can I answer that question? I got my hand up like you can see me. Ooh, pick me. Can I answer that question?
By all means.
I ain't waiting on nothing no more. But what I think, you know what it is? Waiting on the fear to leave, knowing that you're better than what you are, and just diving into that and just accepting and realizing who you are. So that's when you can wake up and smell your own coffee. That ain't a song either, is it?
Yeah.
So, are you hiding from anything, Rich Sister? Your audience wants to know. Have you stepped out on faith? Are you hiding? Are you not doing? Are you seeing your future?
Yeah, it gets more clear as you. As you take, am I doing it TTTT perfect? No, but as I take one step of faith, that opens up the door for another step, and we just simply grow